Hello, this is Christy Ruiz with Cosmic Portal. Are you ready to take the next step? Hello, this is Christy Ruiz with Cosmic Portal, podcast episode 28. Preparing for now and the future. I'm unique in my profession because I really care about my clients and go out of my way to do the most for them. I listen and form the help that they need at the level that they need and for the time that they are in. Some live in the past, others are not on this dimension. Due to the many years of experience, I do not try to change them if they are not ready for the growth. I work with them depending on their spiritual level and making the changes that they need. If they are ready for change, I am here for them. Just call or text at 281-904-2658. Or they can email me at Christy, ChristiRuizChristi, at yahoo.com. I have noticed, as of late, three serious conditions that are getting worse with my clients. My clients have always been very diverse, from homeless to billionaires, from the mountains of El Salvador to Europeans. I'm seeing worldwide these conditions that are overwhelming my clients of stress, intense fear, and loss of hope in their lives. This concerns me very much, for we are just beginning the transition of our planet and our lives. I have followed prophecy all my life, biblical, many ancient cultures, and my prophecies which have been given to me that have come true through intuition. As of late, more extraterrestrial downloads have been given to me. Stress, they're all fearful of the COVID, different types, other sicknesses, but before it was cancer. Now it's the COVID. And they're worried and stressing out about negative news. Yes, we need to keep updated on what's going on in the world, but we don't need to worry about it and you know, stay within that negativity. Violence, they're worried about violence, how it's going to affect them. And we can create a force field of invisibility or protection. This is something that can be done. Homelessness, one step away. Everyone is one step away from it. And homelessness means different things to different people. The people who do not have homes, they don't feel that there is such a thing as homelessness. Home is wherever you are. So we need to think about that more. In the future, we're going to be talking about that. Maintaining a home life, family, and friends is another stress that people are living through right now. Well, maintaining home life, family, and friends, we have to be very realistic in knowing that not everybody knows about the transition that we're going through with our planet and our lives. And the more we can maintain that communication with our family and friends, the easier it will be to be able to maintain the connection. Our lives are changing and we have to adapt. Jobs, finances, business. Here we need flexibility and a lot of creativity. There will be always something that we can do to help ourselves survive. what we have to look at our talents, our abilities, and our creativity, and then be flexible with those. The other worry part is the people that are worried about and have fear. And I ask them, what are you fearful of? Well, I'm fearful of the unknown. Okay. Other people are afraid of losing their finances, their business. And this deals with planning, being creative, and being aware. I have spoken to many people that have over $1 million for their retirement, and they're worried about what's going to happen to that retirement. Will it still be there when they need it? There is no security. We cannot tell if that's going to be there in the future. All we can do is plan, be creative, and be aware. Because of the transitioning of our lives and the planet, you can look ahead 3 months, 6 months, possibly down the line. If we're looking more than that, it gets very sketchy because it depends on where your location is, what's going on. And as we have seen, the changes are everywhere. So this is also dealing with the weather, it's dealing with all the storms, flooding. And that's all part of the changes. Violence, people are fearful of violence. And the more you fear it, the more you draw it to you. So the best thing is to prepare yourself the best that you can with whatever you're going to use for counter attack. Health, many people are worried about that, fearful that their health will decline, that their health will diminish. Well, if you're 72 like me, you know that that is a very real possibility, and you need to prepare yourself and make plans. That's the best that you can do. And there's something more, which I'll be telling you a little bit further in this podcast. Loss of relationships and family and friends, and loss of traditions. Traditions we can maintain by continuing to do our rituals of what we did and what our past ancestors did. Those are very powerful. They bring us energy, they give us strength, and they give us a lot of protection, healing. So that is very good to practice our traditions. The loss of relationships and family and friends, in a lot of situations, people will be caught by themselves without those things. And we have to be able to learn to be able to live and continue without that. If we have it, we're so blessed, like many of us are right now. We have that. Many do not, even now. Loss of hope that there is no salvation that is coming. I believe that to be true because it is within us that the salvation has to come from. Being able to maintain health, again, that goes back within us. And to save our relationships. Again, we're talking about what do we say? What do we do? How much do we want that relationship? Is it something that we can work with? How to work with it? Stop the negative news. I've been told that by so many clients. I just want to stop all that negative news. I'm not going to listen to it anymore. Yes and no. Yes, because of the fact that you don't want to fall into more negativity by listening to it. But no, because you need to be aware of what's the next step so you can make changes in your plans. So if you block out all the news, you're not going to know what's going to happen. Direction of our lives, our country, our world. I see a lot of loss of hope worldwide. So it's not just United States. It's not just the Republic of Croatia. It's not just Canada. It's all over the world. And there is a plan, a one world plan that's being utilized. And it's part of all this negativity that we're talking about. Saving our lives and our loved ones. Well, that is going to all depend on each individual. Some want to be saved, some do not. They don't want to go through all the trial and all the hard times. Others don't want to be ill, they'd rather check out. So each person has to make their own decision and has to choose what is best for them. Do any of these conditions sound familiar? Can you identify with any of these conditions? These are negative conditions and results of mind control that we are all under. We can sit back and allow these to take us down further and further, or turn inward, which is the solution. The happiest people are the ones who have the least and live in nature. I have known many of them. Unbelievable the way their philosophy of life is and their beliefs. But they're very unique. We need to review what are the basic needs that you need to survive. What is the reason that you need to survive? It has to be very strong for you being willing to fight for life. We are the light and have much inner power, more than you could ever believe. From our many past lives and repeated scenarios of being in these times before. So this isn't our first time. We have lived through a lot of things in the past. We just don't have the conscious memory of what we have gone through in the past. But if we did a past life session or hypnosis, we would be able to recover many of those lifetimes and the wars and the love and the death and the sacrifices that we made in that time. What we need to do is focus on living in happiness now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, now. Having joy in our lives, which many people have forgotten, and love and abundance. And the most important is inner peace in the times of chaos. We have all heard the message many times before. Science and miracles have shown us that we are able to heal ourselves. The goal is not to fall into the negativity, into the darkness, and follow the path as sheep would be, that we are supposed to be driven to insanity or despair, which is what they're trying to do. We survive through these times in the past, and if we can survive this again, we will see the new earth, which will be clean water that we have never known in our lives, fertile earth, love, and harmony. We have been told this many times by Jesus, by Buddha, by the extraterrestrials, and many, many more. The secret is to raise our frequency to minimize the effects of the darkness. We already know that many will not survive. Some through choice and others through perseverance. So it depends. Again, we cannot judge, we cannot force anyone to survive if they do not want to. It's just like in healing. When I heal a patient with energy work, not giving them any toxic medications, the work is done with energy It's a focus between two people, the energy of that person, my energy. If that person chooses not to be healed, there's nothing I can do. Just like a doctor cannot do anything for them. So a lot depends on your thinking, your belief system, which can all be worked on. None of it cannot be changed. Everything can be changed. And this is your trial period to see, what do you want to do? Do you want to make those changes? Do you want to just sit back and watch your sports, have your beer, and say, whatever happens, happens. There are many ways to look at this. Raise your frequency to minimize the effects of the darkness. We already know that the choices will become more difficult as we go on, but it's only for a short time. Once we get past that, things will be much, much better. If you wish to survive, then inner work, meditation, and prayer are the footprints that the sages and the wise men have left us from the past. Now, when I talk about the inner work, a lot of people don't know what that is. And the inner work means to go inside of yourself and make choices and analyze yourself. And we're talking about inner work. We're talking about what are the things, like we said, the basic needs. What's the basic need that I need to survive? A little bit of water, a piece of bread, like in the old days, or we can manifest manna, which has been manifested before, and we don't need a huge house of 3,000 square feet to live in. And I agree with the people that are homeless. You're homeless? No, you're not homeless. You're home wherever you are. Wherever little square your feet are on, that's your home. That is your home. Now, you can want to, and you can create a much bigger space. And if we looked around the world, there's so much land. There's no reason for people to be homeless. There's plenty of land. And we are going to, even though we go through the changes, earth changes, weather changes, there will still be land. There will still be vegetation. There'll still be people living and surviving. It's all choice. We already know how to survive. We've done it many, many times in the past. And I want to remind you that you should visit my patreon.com/Christy Ruiz for techniques, prayers, recommended YouTube videos, and articles. I have a lot of information there for you. I hope that this has not created more stress for you and has made you think about those things that are really important to us, which is what the lockdown was for. There was a spiritual reason why we went through the lockdown, and it was to help us to focus and prepare ourselves for more to come. I don't see an immediate another lockdown, but I do see that we have a lot more of difficult situations to go through in the near future. So this is one of the things that we need to do, is to focus on these things and prepare ourselves for whichever way it goes. Every day is a blessed day. When I wake up in the morning, I thank God that I'm here, that I have one more day to help as many people as I can. I've been doing this for a long time. I have a very strong faith, which has helped me to do and succeed with many exorcisms that I've done in the past, which you really have to be strong to do that. And I've been told by many of my clients that I have a lot of inner strength. And I feel it's not just a blessing. I actually have worked at it for many years. And still to this day, I do meditations. I do prayer. And definitely use a lot of energy work. Well, it's time to go. I hope you've enjoyed it. And we'll be back next month with another podcast. Goodbye. You have been listening to Cosmic Portal. Thank you for listening. And please go to my Patreon page, patreon.com/ Christy, Christi, Ruiz, Ruiz, so that you might participate and help support your Cosmic Portal. Thank you. Goodbye.